This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectlikuteitorah.org.
Likutei Torah, Parshas Tzav, page 14a. Dibur HaMaschil Sheshes Yomim, Seif Hei. And now we need to understand what is the seventh day of Pesach. And how, through first eating 6 days of matzahs, azay davka, then specifically, uvayom hashvi atzeres. Then on the seventh day, it's an atzeres. Shehu inyan kiris yamsuf, which is the celebration of the splitting of the sea, Ukaniskel Il, as we've mentioned beforehand. So now we're going to explain what is the idea of Kriyas Yamsuf in its spiritual context. Dehine inyan yam ve'yabosha lamaylo, hein bechines alma de'iskasi ve'alma de'iskalia. Everything in the physical world has its spiritual counterpart. Just like in this physical world, we have sea and dry land. So too, above, in the spiritual worlds, do we have worlds which are like the sea and worlds which are like dry land. The worlds which are like the sea are called the Alma de Iskasia, the hidden world, because just like the sea covers everything inside it, so too, in those worlds, everything is hidden. Whereas the dry land above is called the Alma de Iskalia, the revealed worlds, because just like on dry land, everything is revealed, so too, in those spiritual worlds, everything is revealed. V'hu al derech moshel yam ve'eretz lamata. It's like sea and earth down here. D'kol ma sheyesh b'yabosha yesh b'yam. Chazal tell us, everything that you have on dry land, you have in the sea. Ela shebayabosha heim beiskalya. But on the dry land, it's revealed. Mash enkin bahayam heim behiskasya. Whereas in the sea, it's concealed. Lefi shehein muvloin umuchusim beseich hayam shemachasa aleihem. Because all the items in the sea are enveloped within the sea, which covers them. Ukmeichen lemaila, similarly it is above. Hine bechines malchus de atzilus nikras eretz v'nikras gamken yam. In the world of Atzilus, there are 10 sephiras. The last of the sephiras in the world of Atzilus is called Malchus of Atzilus. Malchus is both termed eretz, land, and sea. How is that? V'hainu ki hine he'ores v'ham shochas ha'malchus. Because that which is drawn from the sphere of malchus, she'nimshach u'mislabeshes b'biyah, which is drawn down to be clothed within the worlds of Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, l'hachiyos ha'olamos, to give life to the worlds, me'ayin liyesh, creating them something from nothing, Sheheim bechinas almin de iskalyin, which those worlds, the worlds of Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya, are revealed worlds. Shenirim dovar nifrod v'yesh bifnei atzmoi, because they appear as something separate from godliness, and they have an independent existence. Nikras bechinazu eretz. Those revealed worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya are collectively called Eretz, land. V'alze ne'emar, and about that it says in the Torah, in Genesis, Tad shei ha'aretz, toit se ha'aretz nefesh chaya. Let the earth bring forth vegetation and living souls. U'kerepidesh b'zoyer b'kame duchte v'ayin Parshish Shmini Daf Lamates Amud Beis. So, When it says in the Torah, let the earth bring forth, that is actually a reference to the sphere of Malchus of Atzilus. As Malchus descends into Biah to create matters of the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. That is the dimension of Eretz within Malchus. And consequently, Tad Sheha Eretz and Toitze Eretz is an instruction of Malchus to Malchus to Atzilus to bring forth. V'hainu k'mei shekosa b'igeres ha-kodesh dibur ha-maschil ihu v'chayohi. And as it says in Tanya, in Igeres HaKodesh, She'ikir hishavas hayesh v'dovra nifrod, that the principal creation of independent existence, legamri, hu mimalchus da'atzilus. It's from the sphere of Malchus of Atzilus. She'nase atik de'bria, which becomes an atik, the highest level of bria. In other words, the lowest level of the higher world becomes the highest level of the lower world. The lowest level in Atzilus is Malchus, and that becomes the highest level to Bria. Malchus d'Atzilus, the last sphere in the world of Atzilus, becomes the bridge through which is created the world of Bria, and hence it becomes an attic to Bria. Ki ein melech b'loy am, because there is no king without a people. And the way the king operates is, he stands above the people, and he gives the people. Similarly, the sphere of Malchus of Atzilus is the bridge through which there is created the independent creations of the world of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. Whereas in contrast, the Midas of Atzilus themselves are far elevated than the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, and they are all Elokus. V'hinei ha-malchus hi mekabelas ha-oir v'ha-shefa me'er insof al yedei ha-midas da'atzilus. Now Malchus acts as a funnel, because it receives the light and influence from the Oyer Ein Sof through the Midos of Atzilus. U'mimena davka nimshech achakach bebiyah. And thereafter, it funnels it into Biyah. Ki bechinas Oyer Ein Sof k'mei shemeir bebechinas hamidos alyenis da'atzilus, because the Oyer Ein Sof, in its pristine form, as it shines in the supernal midos of Atzilus, they cannot come into the worlds of Bia as they are in Atzilus. Why? Because in the world of Atzilus, he, meaning the Oyer Ein Sof, and his Chayohi, his Oyer, Vegarmoihi, and Kalim, in other words, the Oyeres and Kalim in the worlds of Atzilus, are one with Ihu, with He. In other words, they are completely pristine Elokus godliness. Shahachesed da'atzilus hu bechinas ein sof mamish. So, for example, the Sephira of Chesed of Atzilus is completely infinite. Ve'ein areich klal bechinas Chesed dibriya, shehu bechinas gvul machane michoel be'ahava. Lekabel ha-hashpa behishtalshalus mebechinas chesed da'atzilus shebeligvul. So, for example, the sephira and mida of chesed of Atzilus is completely infinite, and one cannot compare it at all to the chesed of the world of Bria, which is limited and is correlated with the camp of the angels of Michoel, whose service is with love. And that level of chesed of Bria cannot receive directly from chesed of Atzilus. They are two completely different leagues. U'kemeshkosa b'igeres ha-kodesh b'inyin ve'anoichi ofer ve'efer chulu ein shon. Im loy, unless, Al yidei shemisalim tchila oir hachesed. What needs to happen is that first the light of chesed, bebechinas malchus, which is in Atzilus, needs to be first concealed in the sefira of malchus to Atzilus. Umimena yoded achaka hashefa bebia. And thereafter, once it's been concealed in malchus to Atzilus, it can thereafter go over the bridge into Biyah. Kimidas malchus hu remimus vehisnasus. Because the midah of malchus works like a king whose influence is in an exalted and uplifted way. K'meshikosu v'hamisnasi mimeis olam. As it says, that he is exalted from the days of the world. V'derech klal hisnasus hu histalkus. Sh'lo yered hachayis aleim kolkach. And the way kingship works is in a way of removal, so that the life force does not come directly to the recipients, but rather in an exalted form. In other words, the king is, if you want, in his palace, and he rules from afar. Shmoi nikra aleim, it says, his name is called on his recipients, on his on the people in his country. So malchus works by histalkus, by removal, and similarly, the sphere of malchus d'atzilus works that it receives from all the previous midas of Atzilus, and then it elevates itself and it allows a fraction in order to be transferred to the next world. Belochin, and therefore nikras bechinas malchus ya. That is why malchus is also called sea. Lihiyos kemo shahaya mechaser umayle masha besoichei. Because just like a sea conceals that which is inside it, kmeichin bechinas malchus me'alemes u'machaser al bechinas midas ha'olyenim da'atzilus. Similarly, the sphere of malchus covers over the midos of Atzilus. And therefore that dimension of Malchus is called the concealed world. However, that which goes out of Malchus and is given over to the creations of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, Liois Almen de Iskalmin, in order to be revealed worlds, Hine Bechinezu Nikras Eretz. That is called Eretz. So in other words, Malchus has two dimensions in it. It has the dimension of Yam and the dimension of Yabosha, the dimension of land and the dimension of the sea. Just like any intermediary needs necessarily to carry dimensions of both sides from which it's in contact with. Similarly, the sphere of Malchus d'Atzilus on the one level receives from all the midos of Atzilus which are above it. However, with them, Malchus interacts like a sea. It covers, and in a way of histalkus, of removal and concealment, it covers what it receives from above. And thereafter, it gives over in a revealed way, like land, to the worlds of Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya. The Kachi Bezoe Breishis Taf Yudches Amad Beis, the Beis Bechines Eilu, Zeu Inin Beis Pesukim Rishonim de Krishma, Shema Yisrael, O Baruch Shein Kved, Malchus Eloilam Boed, the Ein Beseva Shol Beinanim Chelik Beis, Peir Gezai. These two dimensions of Yam and Yabosha, of Eretz, of land and sea, are reflected in the two pesukim of the Shema at the beginning. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is the idea, the concept of the Yam, that which is concealed, and Baruch Shein Kved Malchus Eloilam Vod is the concept of Eretz, of that which is revealed. As it says in Tanya, Shara Yichud Ve'emunah, this is what we call Yichud Ilah in Atzilus, as it is Yam, Alma de Skasia, and Baruch Shein Kvin Malchus Le'ilam Vo'ed is Eretz, as it's revealed in Biyah in Alma de Iskalia. Now, kol zehu davka kishohoir v'hashpa nimshuch b'derech v'seder ishtaushalus me'atzilus l'biyah. This is all a description of how light and influence is drawn in the chain order of creation from the world of Atzilus to the world of Biyah. B'mebechines me'malei, which is that which vivifies the creation by filling creation, like a soul fills a body. She'oz shaya b'chines yom v'yabosha, alma de'skasia v'alma de'skalia. And then, in the normal order of transmission, you can have a sea and dry land, the concealed worlds and the revealed worlds. She'kachi hadrogas ha'hishtal shalos ha'olamos, because that's how the chain order of worlds works. In a way that it's impossible for light and influence to come from Atzilus, Shehuba Bechinas Ein Sof, which is infinite, Lehiskalas Bibiyah, to be revealed in the worlds of Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya, Nivroi Mubale Gvul, which are creations and which have limitation. Imlo Al Yidei Hahelam Bitchila Bechinas Alma De Iskasia, unless they go through the firewall and the concealment of the hidden world of Malchus, Shehu Be'emes Nishar Be'bechines Iskasya Ve'helem, which actually conceals that which it receives. Elorak Ha'orah V'Hamshocha Levad Nimshech Mizeh, and only a small fraction of what it receives is given over. Liyos Mokir Hashefa L'Biyah, to be the source of influence to the worlds of Biyah, Bechinas Alma Deskalia, which are the revealed worlds. That is in the normal order of transmission. Omnam Leil Shvi Shel Pesach, however, on the night of Shvi Shel Pesach, Shehoya Meiru Miskala Ha'ora G'dayla V'Atzuma, in which there shined and there was revealed a huge light, milamaila miseder ha'hishtaushalus, which transcended this chain order, mibachinus einsei baruchu atzmoi hasaviv kol almin, which was from the infinite himself, from a level which is peripheral to all the worlds, hashava umashver, which was an equalizer, in the sense that it stands. This level of light, of which was revealed on Shvi'a Shel Pesach, was from a level which completely transcends all levels in Seder Hishtaushalus, and all levels become equal before it. She'atzilus va'asiya shovin mamish lefonov, in which, in contrast to that level of Seviv Kol Almin, the world of Atzilus and the world of Asiya become equalized before it. V'kachashecha ko'ira mamish, and darkness and light is equal before it. Shebechines ha'helem v'hagilui, shebeseder hishtaushalus ha'olamos, alma de'iskasi v'alma de'iskalia shovin mamish lefonov. Before that level of light, the revelations and the concealments of the chain order of creation, meaning the revealed worlds and the concealed worlds, are both equal before that light. Why? Kivin Sheba Emes Eina Begeder Almin Klal, because that light is not of any of the worlds at all. Lachein Alidei Yurida B'Hamshacha Mebechina Zu, and therefore, when there is a revelation of that level of light, Nimshech Lashanes Seder Heishtaushalus Legamri, there is a complete transformation of the chain order, of the usual chain order, Shebechines Alma De Iskasya. And then that which is in the hidden world, Nasa Mamish Bebechines Gilui, becomes literally revealed, Kamoi Alma de Iskalia, just like the revealed worlds. Sheklolas ha-helem atzmo bolidei gilui. Helem, concealment itself, becomes revealed. Veloi derech ha-ora v'hamshocha levad. And it's not through a fraction of light and a drawing down of light, but a complete revelation of a higher light of Sovav Kol Almin. And this is what it's meant in the description of the splitting of the sea, that Hashem brought a eastern wind, Pirush Ruach Kodim. What does it mean in its spiritual dimension? Hu Hamshocha Mibechinas Kadmoina Shalolam. Ruach Kodim, the word Kodim here comes from the word Kadmoin. Kadmoin means the originator, the very first beginning of the world, Shdahainu Bebechinas Ein Sof Baruch Hu Atzmoi, which means that this spirit was drawn down from the Kadmoin himself, She'enu Begeder Alman Klal, who he, God, as he transcends creation, is not at all of any of these worlds. V'alidei Gilui V'hamshocha Zu, and through such revelation, V'yosem Esayom Lecharova, sea was transformed into dry land. She'bechines Alma De'iskasya Nasa Bechines Yabosha, the hidden worlds became dry land. Shehu Bechines Gilui Mamesh Lamata, which is the concept of complete revelation down here below. V'zewinin Kriyas Yamsuf, and that was the splitting of the sea. Dahainu Shebechines Malchus Da'atzilus, which means that the sphere of Malchus of Atzilus, Shehi Mekabelas Miyam HaChochma Ilo Da'atzilus, which received from the sea of the supernal Chochma of Atzilus, Vehi Soif Oilam HaAtzilus, and the sphere of Malchus being the last sphere of Atzilus, Uba Misalmim Ha'oiris Shel Atzilus, in it there is regularly concealed all the lights of Atzilus, Ve'alkein, and therefore Nikras Yam, it's called a sea, Valideh Hagilu Mibechines Kadmoinu Shel Oilam, and through this revelation of Soviv Kol Almin, which is called Kadmoinu Shel Oilam, the Kadmoin of the world, Shahoyameir Oz Bebechines Malchus, which was then on Shviya Shal Pesach revealed in the sphere of Malchus, Nase Helam Ayam Suf Lebechines Gilui Ve'abasha Mamash, the Helam of the Yam Suf was transformed into literally revelation and dry land. Dahainu She'atzmius Oiras De'Hatzilus Hoyu Oz Bebechines Hagilui Bebiya. In other words, the essence of the lights of Atzilus were then completely revealed in the worlds of Bia. The Alter Rebbe says in the brackets, V'yuvan zeb yoiser, this will be understood better, al pi mashukosa b'zoya bereshis hanal, according to what we've said in the Zoya bereshis, de b'chines echo, de b'chines void, shebi krishma, zeu inyan yam v'yabosha. That when we say Echod in Shema Yisrael Hashem Helokeinu Hashem Echod, that is the Yam. And when we say Baruch Shein Kvein Malchus Eloilam Voed, that's the Yabosha. Ukemeshekosi Yikovu HaMayim El Mokem Echod. Shahamalchus Da'atzilus Hi Bechines Mekoyme Shal Echod Kavayachol. That the place of Malchus of Atzilus is the place of Echod. Ubiro Inyin Muvin Api Mashekosov. Al pasuk vo'era, shebe emes legabe kutshubrichu mitzad atzmusa imuhusa yisbarach lo yishayach olav milas echod klal. Because really, about the Hashem himself, one cannot say the word echod, shahari hu yochid umiyuchod, because he is the one and only, v'hu levadehu, and he is the only one. And the word echod seems to denote the idea that there is oneness within multiplicity. So how can one truly say Echod about Hashem himself? Elokamai Marazal, rather it's as Chazal say, Shehu Echad b'shivarikim uva'aretz uvedalad ruchas ha'olam. That when we say Echad, we should have in mind that he is one in the seven firmaments and in earth, and in four corners of the world. So it works out well that that level of Echad is called a sea. Shahabruyim shabayom chayusim v'kayumim hu b'sei chayom davka. Because the creations of the sea, their life and establishment is only when they're in the sea. V'kachu b'chinas alma de'isgasya. Similarly, it is in the hidden worlds. De'inun misyachden be'echad. That they all come together as one. Shekulim b'teilim b'metzias me'mekoyram. Because they are all completely nullified in their source. Hinei mokim iti. Which is the meaning of the verse. Behold, there is space with me. Ubechinas voed, and the word voed, hu echod bechilufe asvon, is exactly the same as the word echod, but with an interchange of letters. Shehu mekoyr almen de iskalion, because voed is the source of the revealed wills. Shenira ki'ilu ha'olam hu davar yesh bifnei atzmoi, because it appears the lower worlds are an independent existence. Now Hashem himself is one and only. See there, that through Torah is drawn down the level of Yochid, in a revealed way. And the reason is because Torah is called the Mashal HaKadmeina Bechines Kadmeina Shalonim, as it is much higher than the worlds. V'hini b'kriyas yamsu shenemer gamkem v'yelach Hashem esayon beruach kodim, shehu hagilui me'bechines kadmeina shalonim shehu yochid u'miyuchad, v'hu levadayhu, l'chein al yidei gilui zeh hafach yom liyabasha. Kriyas yamsu was also the revelation of the Kadmeina Shalonim, and therefore it had that ability to transform Yam into Yabosha, Shabachinus Echod, Nimsha Babachinus Gilui Mamish Babachinus Void, so that the Echod was literally drawn down into the void. Dahainu Gilu Yehudi Ilah Mamish be Yehudi Tatar, a revelation literally of Yehudi Ilah in Yehudi Tatar. Valdera Sehu Inyan Anshe Yurichi Shahoyu Kerchenes Shma, Shahoyu Eminim Echod, Vyohavta, Vlaihoyam Mafsikin Lemo Baroshenk Venamalchusalayam Void. This is similar to the men of Yericho, who actually did not say the pasuk of Baruch Shem, Ki rotzu sheyumshech ha'ava mebechines echod yichudi ilah mamish, because they wanted to draw down the level of ahava from the higher level of yichudi ilah without the interruption of yichud tzatzah. Ela shein halacha kidivreim, but the halach is not like them. Ki zeh rak bechines kriyas yamsuf shenimshech b'yisarusa de leila, because that, without any interruption of Voed or Yichud Tatar, only happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. V'haskoras Kriyas Yamsuf hu be'emes v'yatsiv shehu achar yitzis Mitzrayim. Dehainu la'achar shechosem b'krishme ani Hashem elokeichem, asher hoitzeis yaschem yaretz Mitzrayim, azay davke maske Kriyas Yamsuf be'emes v'yatsiv, because true Kriyas Yamsuf can only happen after the yitzis Mitzrayim, and hence after the finishing of the three parashas of the Shema. And this is the close of the brackets. Se'if Vav. V'zehu sheishes yomim techol matzah zuvayei mashvi atzeres. Now we will understand our original question. Why is it that through the eating of matzah 6 days, one comes to the seventh day on atzeres? Kehinei kriyas yamsev hoye b'shvi shol pesach davke. Because Kriyas Yamsuf took place on the seventh day of Pesach, specifically. Ki Yamsuf hu bechines Malchus, shehu bechines Yom HaShvi, k'noida de Yom HaRishon hu bechines Chesed. Because the Sefira of Malchus is called Yamsuf. Why? Because it's the Soif, it's the end, or the last Sefira in Malchus, and it acts like the Yam. So if we count from the first day is Chesed, and the seventh day is Malchus.
V'yom hashvi hu bechinas malchus. The seventh day is malchus. V'oz nimshach v'niskala bechinas ruach kodim. And then on that seventh day was revealed the ruach kodim. Ki noa seifon b'tchilosan. Meiroshu mikedem nesucha. Because the end is wedged in the beginning, meaning the end of the Sefira, which is the Sefira of Malchus, is wedged in the beginning, in the Kadmoyna Shaloylam. Ach gilu izehu davkar alidei shemitchila sheishis yom techol matzas. However, that revelation was only achieved through the eating of matzah 6 days. Dehinyin inin achilas matzah mevuah lamayla, because, as we've explained previously in the Maimah, the eating of matzah, shehu gamkin inin hamshachas eren sof shalamayla miseder hishtalshlus, which is also the revelation of Melech Malchei Hamlochim, which was higher than Seder hishtalshlus, shezeu inin hadiluk, which was the idea of jumping, leaping, shaloi hispik lahachmitz, because the dough didn't have time to rise, ad shenigla alei melch malchei amlochim, as we've explained beforehand, v'lochin al yidei achilas matzah sheishis yomim, and therefore specifically through eating matzah the 6 days, shehu hamshach haseir haseviv kol almi, which is the drawing down of the level of the light of seviv, bebechinas gilui, in a revealed way, v'chol hashisha midas, in each one of the 6 midas, mebechinas chesed ad bechinas yiseid, from the first day of Pesach, which is chesed, until the 6th day of Pesach, which is the Sfira of Yisoid, azai then nimshech mizeu bayeim hashvi. It was possible to draw down on the 7th day, shehu bechinas malchus atzeres, which is the Sfira of Malchus and atzeres. Dahaynu shebechinas hayesa bechinas yam vehelem, nasa bechinas yabosha vegilui. It was only possible to transform the yam of malchus into gilui through the eating of the matzah the previous 6 days. As he says in the brackets, V'hainu alidei ruach kodim, and that was through this spirit, this wind which was kodim, shehu hamshachem bechinas kadmoyna shaloylam, which was drawing down from the kadmoyna of the world, she'enu begeder almin klam, which is not of any of the worlds at all. Afilu liyo sovet, even to be a sovet to the worlds. V'hu yisarusa de le'ela shalamayla misarusa de le'tata, which was an arousal from above, much higher than any arousal from below, shalidei maisa ha-mitzvahs, which would come through mitzvahs. V'lochi ne'mar, and therefore it says, v'atem tacharishun, you be quiet. Ela sha'af al-pike in hamshocha zuhu yidavkar alidei shemitzchila sheishis yomen techo matzvahs. But nevertheless, this drawing down specifically came through eating the matzah 6 days. Shehu isarusa de letata lehamshich isarusa de leila hamshach mebechinas seviv kalamin rotzana elyon. The eating of the matzah 6 days was the arousal from below, which aroused the isarusa de leila, the arousal from above, of bringing down the level of seviv kalamin, the true desire, the supernal desire. Azai al yedei zem yishra v'yumshach ha-hamshachem elamayla b'bechines sebil kalamin. So then it was possible through that to draw down a revelation which is even higher than sebil kalamin. K'meshkos b'mokam achah b'inim pischili v'ani avtach loch. As it says, open up for me and then I'll open up for you. And this is the close of the brackets. And now we understand why Shvi Shel Pesach is called an Atzeres to Havaya Elokecha. Why do we use these names, Havaya Elokecha? Ki Havaya Zehu Bechinas Yichud Ilo Shenikras Yam. Because the name Havaya is a reference to the higher level of Yichud, which is called Yam. Ukameshukosav Havaya Echad. As we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is Yichud Ilah, which is the idea of Yam, of sea. V'shem Elokim zeu b'chinas u'mekeir ha-hamshocha b'biya, shenikras yabosha. And the name Elokim is the source of the influence to the worlds of Biya, which is called Yabosha, dry land. Ubishvi shel Pesach, and on the seventh day of Pesach, hu gilui shel amayla mebeis bechinas anal. On Shvi shel Pesach, there was a revelation which is higher than both Havaya and Elokecha. V'lochin hu bechinas atzeres lebeis habechinas lahavaya lekecha. And therefore it's called an atzeres of both Havaya and Elokecha, because the revelation of Shvi Shal Pesach was higher than both Havaya and Elokecha. In other words, higher than both Yam and Yabosha. Vazai mashahoye nikras Havaya. And therefore, that which was called Havaya Shehu Bechinas Yam, Va'almad Iskasya. In other words, the revelation of godliness which was in the world of Atzilus, which is called Havaya, which is the sea and the hidden world, Nasa Elokecha, became like the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asir, which stem from the world, from the name Elokecha, Bebechinas Iskalia Mamash, in a revealed way. In other words, Havaya became Elokecha. In other words, that which was usually hidden in the world of Atzilus became completely revealed. V'zeu inin Atzeres, and that's the idea of the word Atzeres, Klita, the kivutz, which is the idea of accepting within it, integration, sheniskavtsu v'nikrushu hamayim, meaning that the water became solidified, v'nasa kameinaid, and it became like a wall, ad shenasa v'bechinas yabosha, it became like a dried land. Now there's the close of the brackets, and it says v'tzorichim. Now, although in the counting of the Omer, Harayom Shvir Shal Pesach Hu Bechinas Yisoid V'Loi Bechinas Malchus Kanoida, when we start counting the Omer, we start counting the second night of Pesach. So it comes out that Shvir Shal Pesach is only the Sphere of Yisoid. So how could we say beforehand that it's the Sphere of Malchus? That's because in the counting of the Omer, as we do down here below, from below, then the seventh day of Pesach is the Sphere of Yesod. And through elevation from below, we draw every day oil down. And therefore the first day, which is a revelation from above, we don't count it, and we start counting the sphere from the second day. But however, if we have a look at the drawing down from above, which is drawn down on the first day of Pesach, Shazeu Iker Bechinas Chaga Pesach, which is the principle of Pesach, Loshon Dilug, the expression of leaping, Shehi Serusa de la Eila, which is an arousal from above. The Ilu Ham Shacha Shalide Cheshman Yemea Omer Iker in Yonahu Chaga Shvuas, whereas the principle drawing down of the counting of the Omer is on Chaga Shvuas. So if you count from the Isurusa de la Eila, Harayom Ha'alav de Pesach Uikar Amshach Rishona, then the first day of Pesach is the principal drawing down. V'hu b'bechinas ha'chesed, and therefore the first day is chesed. V'azai, so then it comes out, Yom Shvir Shal Pesach u'bechinas Malchus. So then it comes out that the seventh day of Pesach is the sphere of Malchus. Amnam, however, b'Pesach Mitzrayim. Then, in the first Pesach, since they had Moshe and Aaron with them, and the seven clouds of glory, al kain therefore gam b'loy achilas matzah hayu yecheilon mehamshich mebechinas hagilui shenigla aleim b'yom aleph lahamshicha b'chol hazayin yomim. So then, through the eating of matzah one day, they were able to draw down, because they had Moshe and Aaron and the Anani HaKovet with them, the gilui, the revelation of Melech Malchei Amlochim, on the first day, and they were able to draw it down all the 7 days. Va'al Kenan, therefore, Loi Hoya Chimutzei Noyeg Rakim Ha'echad Bilvad. And therefore, by Pesach Mitzrayim, the Isser of Chometz was only one day. Masha Enkein Ata. whereas nowadays we need the eating of the matzah 6 days in order to draw down the revelation of the Atzeres Lashem Elokecha. So now we just need to answer the question as to why Shvi Shel Pesach is an Atzeres Lashem Elokecha, whereas by Shmini Atzeres is Tir Lachem. And now we understand why Shvi Shel Pesach is called an Atzeres Lashem Lekecho b'shmini Atzeres Nemetir Lachem. V'lom le'neme kan lachem gamkein. How come by Shvi Shel Pesach it doesn't say lachem? The Yuvin Zeba Hagdin Moedin Yinechod will be able to understand this by giving an introduction. V'hu lahavin atam, and that is to understand the reason she'en gomrim es ha'halol b'chag ha'Pesach, that we don't finish the Hallel on Chag HaPesach, kiim bebeis yomim harishenim, only on the first 2 days. Umayishna michag ha-sukkah shegeminim es ha-halel b'chol yimei ha-chag. Why is it different from Sukkos, where we finish Hallel every single day? V'noida minin amir es ha-halel b'chag. Now, we know that when we say Hallel on Sukkos, hu inyan rov ha-simcha, it's because of the tremendous joy, v'hashavach, and the praise, al tesefes ha'oir, for the additional light, v'hagilui, and revelation, shemeiru miskala milamayla, which is being revealed from above. V'gam pirish halel, huinin hamshachas ha'oir, the word halel itself is the idea of drawing down light, v'hagilui, and revelation. Meloshan behilu neiroi, as it says, that the candle is illuminating. Okameshkos b'makamacher, as it says in a different place, dishneho inyonim eilem mikona echot, that these two come together. That through the praise of Hallel, we draw down the light. And it's known that the principal mitzvah of reading Hallel, who is specifically when you finish, you say the complete Hallel, Sha'oz nikras mitzvah, and then it's called a mitzvah, umavarchan olav tchila, ledivri hakol asher gedishonim ha-mitzvesav, and according to all opinions, you make a bracha over it. Masha'enken kishakeden eser bedilug, whereas if you only say half halal, nikras rak minangavi seyem begimara, it's only a custom. V'amr razal, halal barosh chedesh lav deraisa, and Chazal say, saying halal on rosh chedesh is not from the Torah. V'im keinen amuvan, Hatam klal lama in gemnim es ha-halel b'leim shvi shel Pesach. So then, if that's the case, it's completely not understood why we don't say full Hallel on the 7th day of Pesach. Al kaponim shaboy hayo agilui ha-godol milamayla mishtalshalus. There was such a tremendous revelation from higher than the chain order of creation. How come we don't say full Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach? Acho inyan hu, but the matter is the hini b'tzeis Yisrael miMitzrayim hayu adayin bebechinas katnus. The reason is because when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, they were still on a level of a child. Shahari lo kiblu adayin teiru mitzvus ad she'omdu etzel har Sinai, because they had not yet received Torah mitzvahs until they stood on Har Sinai. The alkei nikro b'shem nar, and therefore they were still called a child. K'meish kosev, as he says, k'nar Yisrael v'yahavehu in ha'hisheh simen yud aleph. B'lochin, and therefore, af shahoy elohem oz hiskalos nisim g'doylem v'atzumim, and therefore, even though then, by Shvi Shel Pesach, they had unbelievable miracles happen to them, shahu al yidei yurida, which was through this descent and revelation of the light of Seviv Kol Almin, as we have explained. However, it was revealed to them as they were in a state of being a child. If you have a look in Pri Eitz Chaim, the kavanas there are also in the level of katnus. The lechera tamua eichu bechinas katnus, which seemingly this is not understood. Vahalei adarab ha'oir v'hagilu nimshem bechinas shalamayla miseder ishtalshulus. Seemingly, if the revelation was from higher than ishtalshulus, why is it the kavanah bechinas katnus? Ukemeshkasa bezayred ba'atikatalia. ulafi hanal asa shaper. But according to what we've explained, it's good. Because in truth, correct, the gilui, the revelation, was very high. However, to them, it was in a way of katnus. Because they had not yet received Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, they had not come to completeness, as it says in the Zohar. And this can be compared to the love of a father to a son, which can be in one of two ways. The first is when the son is small. Then the love of the father to the child is in a hugely revealed way. He kisses the child. He hugs the child. He puts the child on his he picks the child up and holds the child on his shoulders. Nevertheless, although it's a huge show of love, it's only in small things. Because the child doesn't understand larger things. Whereas in contrast, when the child grows up, then, although the love is not in such a revealed way, hugging and kissing, nevertheless, the revelation to the child is greater, to teach him wisdom, and to give him all his needs, as he is as a grown-up, which then, the hashpa, the influence is with large things. And so too it is above. By the Exodus, where it says, Kinar Yisrael, where the Jewish people were compared to a child, when they were only like an infant. Then, even though the love which was shown to them was very great and from a very high place, but it only shined in them in a way of katnus. And therefore, ein gemrim boy es a halal. And that's why we do not finish the halal on Shvi'a Shel Pesach. So he says in the brackets, the first 2 days of Pesach, we do finish the halal. It's explained in the Zohar there. And also, according to its simple meaning, it's understood. Because even though they were still infantile, nevertheless, they went out of Mitzrayim, which was from darkness to light spiritually. There was a tremendous simcha that they went out of the nakedness of Mitzrayim, the 49 gates of impurity, to become servants of Hashem. Im kein ein lecha dover gadol mizeh, and there's nothing greater than that. Af shalei nishmalu adayin ad kabbalas haTorah, even though it was not completed until they received the Torah. Va'alzeh geinrim es ha'halol b'yom tzeisim in Mitzrayim, and that's why we finish the halol on the day of going out of Mitzrayim. Mash'en ke mechag ha-sukkos, whereas in contrast on Sukkos, shehu acha kabbalah sa-Torah, which was after the Torah had been received, shebebechines ha-ava ha-alyena meyeru mispashet behem bebechines gadlus, when the tremendous love of Hashem is drawn down to them in a adult way, al derech mashal, like avas ha-av libnei ha-gadl, the love of a father to a grown-up son, shemiskalus v'nimshach mimenu dvarim gedolim, when he gives him large things. Al kein, therefore, gemrim bohem es ha-halel b'chol yimei ha-chag. That's why we finish halel every single day of Sukkos. And with this introduction, moving gam ken atam, we can understand why. That's why on Shmini Atzeres, it says the Atzeres should be for you. Because the revelation is literally to you. In other words, it was received by you. Whereas in contrast, on the 7th of Pesach, it says the Atzeres is for Hashem Elokecha, she'eina meira miskala bebechinas lochem, because it wasn't fully integrated by them, ad kabbalas haTorah, until they received the Torah. V'lochin nikra shavuos atzeres b'gemara, and that's why shavuos is called atzeres in the Gemara. V'omru boy, and it says hakol meidim batzeres debina nami lochem, that everybody agrees on shavuos that you need lochem. So it comes out that Shavuos is like the Atzeres of Shmini Atzeres of Sukkos. V'hainu kanal, sheba Pesach le'nimshach agilui kol kach bebechinas lochem, ad chag ha-shavuos shenitna b'Torah. And the reason is, as we have said, that the lochem, which is achieved on Shmini Atzeres, was only achieved by Pesach on Shavuos. V'hine b'inin ha-halel, pirush ha-ramaz parashas emet daf tzadik vav tchilas,
The halal gomor zeu kishah malchus mekabelas haora gedeila ad shehibe madregis habina ki inyan leizaz mechabeba ad shekora imi.
Al kaponim, to make a sikum, to make a summary, the reason why by Shmini Atzeres it says tiyalochem and by Shvi shal Pesach is Lashem Elokecha, because by Shmini Atzeres there was a full integration of the revelation. It was internalized, and hence it says Lachem, whereas on Shvi Shel Pesach, since they were only like a child, Bebechinas Katnus, therefore the Atzeres was Lashem Elokecha. It was only later, after Kabbalah Satera, integrated on Shavuos. And this is the reason why Sheishes Yomen Teuchel Matzos, the reason today why we eat Sheishes Yomen Teuchel Matzos, because that brings the Nigla Aleim Melech Malchei HaMelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings the down, the Ha'ara from above, so that by Shvi Shel Pesach, we can have the Kriyas Yamsuf, we can have the Hafach Yom Le'Yabosha, the Hisgalus, the revelation of